Welcome to Fourth Stream Radio, where we consider concepts to help on your quest to a satisfied mind. And today, Dave and I are talking about some of the things it takes to spiritually build our families, and really, in particular, some thoughts about becoming a spiritual woman. And if you'd like to contact us, email us at 4@fourthstream.com. Use the number 4.
Well, hopefully you've picked up that, Bernadette feels pretty strongly about the male role in life, mm-hmm. in the proper way.
I'd hate to not have men. I hate to have the energy they bring. I've worked with younger men. I've worked with older men. They bring sort of a protective feel if they're good men. And I love how they... energy. They just bring incredible energy, and I love it.
Well, and, obviously, if you've been listening, you also know how much I appreciate women. Mm-hmm. I love my mom. I love my wife. I love my daughter. I love my granddaughter. I have these great relationships with women. And together, we are looking at the foundations for spirituality, because it takes two. God made it this way. Mm-hmm. And you need a strong female component and a strong male component in order to find, I believe, the right foundations for a spiritual family. And it's one of the reasons why our culture is so adrift right now.
Right. And I think that if women and men don't figure out how to work together in a home, and I'm not talking just traditional roles, I'm just talking about how to make it work, then I don't think that kids really get a clear picture of God. And so if women try too hard to enter the male role of protector, or are too grasping or fighting about things, then they don't show this part of God that needs to be shown to our kids.
Well, and you put those two things together, that's what makes good balance. You want to have a protected environment. You also want to have a nurturing environment. Mm-hmm. And you talked a little bit about traditional roles. I get that. I get why people kind of reject some of the traditional roles. But when you look at traditional roles from a biblical perspective,
right,
it's a little bit different than American traditions or Eastern European, whatever. Mm-hmm. I mean, you just kind of pick out. So we are really talking about the kind of foundations that are rooted in an understanding of how God has made us and how he's designed the family.
And I think we're really saying this at the beginning of the program, because as we get into some things about questions or just sort of assessing yourself as a woman, some of your goals as a woman, I just want that out there at the beginning, that we're not always talking about traditional roles, but I am talking about the more traditional things that women bring to the table.
Well, when you talk about being strong nurturers and managers of a home, I mean, when I look back at our experience with raising children, I don't know how I would have done it alone without you, because that management part where, I was off and I was at work, and trying to provide for our family. You were working hard at home and making sure that there was a nurturing environment, and then that just the household is managed well. I mean, I think that's really undervalued in our culture.
I do too. And in that, I still worked part-time and full-time in different segments of our marriage. But the bottom line is, someone has to take on the management of the home. You can kind of share it, but somebody has to do the overarching planning and keep track of the welfare of it. And so in our home, that really fell to me.
Well, welfare is a good word, and that's some of the things that we're going to talk about today. How do you lay foundations in a family that really are good for the welfare of the home? The first one here, and these are kind of targeted at women asking the question, like last episode when we were together, we were talking about it from a male perspective.
Right, and so one of the things to ask myself was, am I committed to nurturing a personal relationship with God? And there were different times that I felt like, I have no time to do this. But I also found that if I didn't find the time, I found that sometimes I could become sort of a grasping type woman, manipulative, because those are things that I could tend toward, and God keeps those, at bay, but really he takes care of those. I know not to be manipulative. I know how to be. He gives me the strength to be who I know I can be and who I should be.
Well, and that strength is a good word, because I think that's what you're looking for in order to take God's strength and give it mm-hmm. out to the family. Whether you're a husband or a wife, a dad or a mom, you're trying to take that strength that comes from God and bring it to your family.
But I think in a family, it's really easy for that to get squeezed out, because it is hard to find time when you're driving your kids around, you know, when you're at any kind of an event, a competition, you know, sports. It's hard to find time between meals and all that. But when that isn't there, yeah. Well, it just changes the strength of the family.
A man must have written this next question. How far am I willing to go to provide a supportive environment for my husband?
Yeah, well, it is true. You know, in the other worksheets we've done, we have asked the man, what are you willing to do to be what your wife needs? So part of what I had to figure out is how much am I willing to do to provide a support for you. And I found that one of the things that was important to you was to come home to a home that felt managed. For you, it meant you would have loved it if it could have been tidy and dinner on the table. And of course, that just
talk about traditional.
Well, I know. But of course, that just didn't always happen like that. But I did try really hard for you to make it feel for you like it was managed, like I knew what was going on with the kids. I was ready to tell you what they needed. And yes, in general, dinner was going in a certain direction. And if I could, if I knew when you were coming home, I would say, kids, he's home in 5 minutes. Let's straighten up the house. Because that was good motivation for me, too, just to kind of, okay, get on top of the day.
But then the rest of the stuff, we just kind of worked out together. I mean, if I walked into the house and, you know, things were in disarray, then I would pitch in rather than going, whoa, where's my dinner? You know? And so you work that out in a nurturing environment. And when you're trying to build a spiritual home, you're always going to be respecting and cherishing one another.
Right.
And making your contribution to that.
You know, another thing we had to work out was I'm a night owl. You were a morning person, but you also needed way less sleep. So that was just something we had to work out, and me to figure out how to support you in that and you to support me.
In what ways will our children be placed as a high priority in our home? And, you know, that for me, right away, I think about, you know, when you get home from work, you have the things that you feel like you ought to be able to do. Mm-hmm. But, you know, if you're a dad or a mom, you understand that it doesn't always work that way. So there are always conscious decisions about setting yourself aside for the welfare of your family.
Well, and some days it takes more time. But what we discovered was, in reality, if you came in, kind of placed me first, gave me some attention, just, you know, just to let the kids see that you were aiming for me first, and then you gave the kids just a little bit of attention, often they were ready to go play. So it's just sometimes the idea that you feel like it's going to take an hour, when often, you know, as they get older, it just doesn't take that long.
Well, I think keeping the family heart intact is something that we have to work on together in order to, you know, be the glue that our family needs.
I think one of the things that I ran into is, because kids made me so busy, one of my actual fights was not placing them in a high priority. And this goes back to the last question, probably providing a supportive environment. What I found was that it was easy for me to let you get pushed out of the top spot, because kids and life just take so much time that it was easy to forget that we had to keep working on us as a team. That, you know, once you kind to get the team thing going, then it's like, well, he's taken care of.
Right.
And just to keep that going, being sure that came first and not letting the kids push that out.
Absolutely. And then right along with that, and you can find more about this if you want to at mystronghome.com. There's a lot of free materials there. It's part of a workshop and a lot of good conversations, because this is all about having good conversations, mm-hmm. ongoing conversations, because right. You never nail all this stuff.
That's for sure.
You just keep your priorities in front of you.
Mm-hmm.
What are my special contributions to the growth of our family? So for a husband to ask that, for a wife to ask that, you know, what's my special contribution?
Mm-hmm. I think for me, being in a culture where it was, you could be a mom, but mostly people were saying, yeah, but what do you do? You know, what's your job? What do you really do? And so who am I on the inside? I think one of my jobs was, my special contributions was, having two sons and a daughter, was helping to teach my daughter how to not be overly in the fight. Like, be comfortable with who you are and don't always enter the fight of trying to be equal to men. And I say that because I think the more in our culture that we do that, and I'm not talking about equal pay, I'm just talking about sometimes the graspiness that you feel of women, just kind of clawing. I think it diminishes what we really have to offer that is given to the world by God through us.
Well, and how much more competent could someone be than our daughter?
Yeah.
I mean, she's found her role, her place. She's very feminine. But at the same time, you know, she's
very strong
and she's herself. You know, she just gets to be herself and her husband works together with her on that. It's a beautiful thing. Special contributions to the growth of our family. I think when I think about it, identifying what it meant for me to be the dad of a daughter and then also the father of a couple of sons and figuring out how that looked, you know, my contribution looked different for each one of our children. But I thought it through, and it wasn't just a, I didn't summarily say, well, this is the way it's going to be. I tried to have some, I don't know, breathing life into each one of those relationships.
Yeah, and I think in contributing to our family was being the mom of sons. I wanted them to have a good role model of what a woman should be. I also felt like it was up to me to help them in some ways, different than what you did, to help them become men. I recognized, I don't know, even like 7 years old, 8 years old, they kind of separate in a way that girls didn't separate from me. And I don't know, by the time they were teens, it was like they had wanted their own territory to run. They were just men. They were protective. And it was me figuring out how to let go all along the way. Because my goal was to let go and to put an adult into the world, not to put a son who didn't know how to act. And so trying to figure that out as a mom, as a woman, is pretty... you know, it's hard. It's hard to let go.
It is. It's quite a challenge. A couple more questions here. What will the learning and nurturing atmosphere look like in our home? Again, a lot of that traces back to how a husband and wife are relating to each other. But, you know, what kinds of things are you choosing to, you know, to nurture and to cause to grow in that particular child, as well as in your family, you know, the DNA of your family and how you look together.
Yeah, and when you have a perfectionist outlook on life, or when you don't want to be embarrassed, then sometimes I didn't have a home that allowed for a lot of mistakes. And so I just think that's a really necessary part, is that kids can feel free to make mistakes and know that it has no reflection on how I feel about them.
Well, and that leads to the last question we're going to talk about today. What things will make our home a secure place for our children? And I think security is such a big deal for kids when they're growing up.
Yeah, I think parents getting along is probably the biggest thing for security for kids, just parents being there. But I think as a mom, it's not being afraid. There are so many things to be afraid of. Just the future, the finances, you know, are my kids going to be okay? All of it. Just there's a lot to be afraid of. But in Proverbs, it says to be able to smile at the future. And that was always my goal, to remember that if God asks that out of me, he must be providing in a way that I'm not always seeing.
We're talking out of the MyStrongHome.com Foundations for Spirituality. It's on page 64. It's absolutely free to you as far as a resource is concerned, because we want to see you have a strong home. Forestream.com is a collection of resources to help you and those you know experience the freedom of a kingdom life. If you'd like to listen to today's program in its entirety, go to forestream.com and click on the radio button.
Together, we're finding hope at forestream.com.
Hey, thanks, Bernadette.
You're welcome.